Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The World Health Organization has just said, Sanjay, that the U.S. has the potential to be the next epicenter. What, when you hear that, what is that telling you, and what should Americans be taking from that?
Well, you know, look, we're not even, 4% of the world's population, and New York City alone, I think, has 5% of the world's coronavirus patients now who have been confirmed positive. So this is not surprising. Obviously, it's not the news that people want to hear, but I think it does add a certain sense of urgency to all these measures that are taking place. I mean, some will argue, look, we waited too long to implement these measures. That's rearview mirror sort of thinking at this point. But in terms of going forward, the idea that they need to stay in place for some time to come, I think, is really pretty clear. The numbers are not going to go down. And Brianna, as you and I have talked about, the numbers that we're seeing now are sort of a picture of what things were like, 10 to 14 days ago. Between the time someone is exposed to the time they get tested to the testing coming back, it can be 10 to 14 days. What do we think has happened over the last 10 to 14 days? Clearly, there's been more spread. We just don't we don't have the testing evidence of that yet. So these numbers, this is not good news, but not surprising news that we are likely the epicenter.
America first, everybody.
Oh,
we did it. We're first. It's unbelievable. But here's the good news. The good news seems to be that the leadership of New York is giving us real information based on scientific evidence and data. Who would have thunk it? Oh, my God. Evidence, data, sciencey stuff and all that. So this is what I'm taking from it, that social distancing seems to be working. Because in New York, it looked like Sunday to Monday, the hospitalizations were doubling every 24 hours. And it looks like yesterday, the hospitalizations were doubling every 3.5 days. And as of today, it looks like the hospitalizations are doubling every 4.7 or 5 days. So social distancing and isolation seems to be working for us. Now, that's good. The other thing I could tell you is that when you look at all these graphs that everybody is shoving in your face, now, Mann Coulter, she reads them backwards, as you know, if you follow me on Twitter, which I urge you to do, at Randy Rhoads, because there's real facts there, okay? There's real information there. So at Randy Rhoads, thank you. But honestly, when you look at the charts and graphs, sometimes it's just like mind-blowingly, in Mann Coulter's case, she can't figure. She can't. She reads them backwards. Maybe she's dyslexic, have no idea. Perhaps the surgery tainted. I don't know. But what I'm starting to understand is that we are about 10 to 12 days behind Italy, right? And that it looks as if in China, they're just about through it. So I'm looking at how it goes for other countries, how it went for other countries. Now, granted, other countries had masks for their people. Other countries had tests for their people. Other countries had, quarantines that were enforced, for their people. They call them draconian, right? But I'm looking, and China is starting to open up, and it looks like it's been between 9 and 12 weeks after Wuhan was locked down, right? After they noticed it, after they mapped the genome, after they understood it, after they isolated, after they locked down. So if that's the case, and it looks like, maybe Italy has peaked, I don't know, we'll see in the next coming days. And it also looks as if New York is starting to slow down on the hospitalizations, then I think what we can say might be that this thing goes for another 6 to 9 weeks. Now, I realize this is not Donald Trump's wet dream of, packed churches in Easter, on Easter, which is such a bizarre concept, because even after a pandemic, would you really want to pack anything immediately? No, the answer would be no. I'm all about Passover, as you know, which is a few days later, where the disease passes over your house, which seems to me to be the apropos allegory, if you will, if you must, if you may, to the biblical than the resurrection, because I don't think he understands the resurrection story at all. But Passover, you know, but it looks to me like California, you're about 6 to 12 days behind New York. And if that's the case, then maybe in 6 to 12 days, you will start seeing numbers that are very similar to New York City. But you've already begun isolating. And if you do it, if you actually do it and you do the whole hygiene thing, you know what's really sad? We live in a country where we actually have to tell people to wash their freaking hands. We live in a country where people, children, I don't know who raised them. I don't know if they were raised by animals in the woods. But we live in a country where a kid in Missouri decided that a fun thing to do would be to go into the drugstore, or actually it was a Walmart, and lick, no, I'm not kidding, and lick the deodorant.
Who's scared of coronavirus? Don't touch your mouth.
Okay.
Who's scared of coronavirus? Don't touch your mouth.
Who raised this animal? Whoever you are, you need to surrender to law enforcement right now and admit that you had no idea, you did not know what you were doing. Just say it. Holy crap. And we had a guy, he went viral. I can't say that anymore. We had a guy who was on the New York subway who had a mask on early and decided to lift it secretly and lick the poles. You see what I mean? So now the New Yorkers are coming down to Florida, where I am, and we've got a governor, Ron DeSantis, who doesn't give a damn and won't do anything about anything. So the mayors are having to close their cities. Obviously, the beaches were left open for spring break. The reason why Louisiana is having such a gigunda outbreak is obviously Mardi Gras. And, you know, so people that don't take it seriously are going to be the biggest drain on medical supplies, on medical workers, on ventilators, you know, what can I tell you? So America first, we're the epicenter. New York looks like a ghost town. And what we're trying to do, what we're watching Cuomo do in New York is try to keep it from being an actual ghost town. Then who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, right? Right. So it's very possible that the crap will really hit the fan in New York before it gets better. But that is the best place in the world for you to try and function when the crap is hitting the fan, because we New Yorkers, we're kind of used to the crap hitting the fan. We know just how to navigate. Because New Yorkers... I will tell you, as a species, we can muscle through anything. We can put up with anything. We've actually seen, you know, airplanes flying into our buildings on, crisp Tuesday mornings in September. Do you know what I mean? We can do it as long as we can blame the mayor. But see, this is even better now because we can actually, with fortitude and certainty, blame the president of the United States, which is even better than blaming a mayor, which is our usual MO, you know, like Rudy Giuliani putting the emergency response for a terror attack on New York in the World Trade Center, you know, like crap like that. Yeah. Well, now we get to blame Donald Trump, who loves to see people fighting each other. And he's literally pitted one mayor, one governor against another mayor and another governor by making masks and ventilators currency. Seriously, it's like the new power is having masks. It's like he's turned the availability of virus masks into gladiatorial combat for his amusement.